It's a pleasure to be here with you in John Farrell's hometown, New Bedford, Massachusetts. It's a real pleasure to be here. We're going to play a little bit off each one of our albums, if that's okay with you. it's such a pleasure to be here tonight playing music with J-Mo's Jazz Band, ladies and gentlemen. The song is dedicated to illegal medicine. skip the song, so we're going to go backwards and do it for you. Sunday very often. Does Sunday have a different feel from Saturday? I don't think so. Let's pretend like it does not. If you feel like standing and you feel like dancing, just make yourself comfortable. If you feel like, you know, getting a little bit wild, only to the point where the staff here doesn't decide to throw you out. But we'll try and help keep that from happening. We'll talk to a couple of the guys. I think we could work something out if you guys feel like just getting buck wild. Thank you very much.
Hey,
Okay, I gotta tell you, we've been on the road a whole lot this year. This is the last regular show of the year. When I say regular, I mean because it's not New Year's Eve. I know, I'm getting to that. Going back around to Brandon, this being the last show, Brandon is getting married soon, so this is actually officially the last show that Brandon's still a single. No, no, don't tell him don't do it, because now he can't get in trouble anymore like he used to. Gonna take a slow boat to China. That's not a very nice thing for me to say. Go on and make that woman happy, Brandon. We all hope you don't regret it someday. And up here, he's been a married fellow for quite a while. It's Brother Paul Jackson on the guitar. Here on the drums, ladies and gentlemen, he's a role model for us all. He's rock solid. Hard as a rock, ladies and gentlemen. Great turn on the drums. That right there is the greatest single drum lick in the history of the drums. One more time. Okay, right here is where the marriage talk stops. We get over here into the serious side of the stage. My brother, your brother, Brent's brother, on the bass guitar, Brother Richard Turner.
Yeah.
old rock and roll. Can I tell you a story? Do we have time for a story? I've told this story before, but I don't really get tired of telling it because it's true and it's very interesting. Because there was a lesson to be learned from it. I learned a lesson from it. Pretty valuable lesson. When I was 18 years old, one of the first jobs I ever had was working in a body shop in Fredonia, Alabama. You laugh, but that is really the name of the town, Fredonia. Fredonia, Alabama. The fellow that owned that shop, the shop was in his backyard behind his beautiful house. He was a successful body shop owner, among other things, I would imagine, in Fredonia, Alabama. Man of many enterprises. But he was a man that liked things. He liked material things, and he had his prized possession was his silver anniversary Corvette. 1977 or 8, maybe? Silver and black. Crepe motor. Shiny. Beautiful. Fast. Impressive. He kept it parked up beside the street so everybody could see it when they drove by. He would wash it. He would shine those wheels and slick up those tires. It was not for sale. It just sat on the side of his driveway for everybody to appreciate. What? Yeah. Not really. You'll see that he wasn't when I get to the next part of the story. One other thing about the fella, other than his love of the Corvette, was his love of other women besides his wife. I would call him a philanderer. He was pretty slick until one day that he wasn't slick enough, apparently. And I was at work with my other friends working in the shop. It's a beautiful sunny day, and my boss's wife was driving his Ford F-850 or whatever it was. It was huge. She came barreling into the driveway and broadsided his silver anniversary Corvette. Just T-boned. We were stunned. And I looked out. She didn't even stop. She spun a 180 and slung gravel all upside the demolished silver anniversary Corvette and headed back down the street the way she came. So what I took from that, the lesson that I learned, that this next song is all about, is park your Corvette in the back. His lover's got another on the side. Here nobody's been the same. We all need forgiveness. It's been laying heavy on my mind. just noticed how many exit signs there are on that wall. This is a beautiful venue. We're just honored to be here playing music with you. Is dedicated to Brother Greg Allman.
Thank you. Thank you. New Bedford Boogie. New Bedford Boogie, yeah.
Will my fall from grace was a sin?